Hi, it's Rabbi Jimmy Golf. I want to thank you so much for joining me. I've been away for a while, and now I'm back. You know, it's been the summer, and during the summer you try to take some time away, but it's time to get back into the swing of things. So, at this podcast, we're going to talk about the Torah portion Ki Tetzeh. Talk a little bit about how we interpret things or don't interpret things, as the case may be. And I want to share with you some readings and some ideas with regards to our Torah portion this week. I thank you so much for joining me. You can always email me at rav, as in Victor, J-I-M, at AOL.com. Or you can always call me at 610-624-3441. Shalom. So this week, we begin with this verse from Deuteronomy, chapter 22, verse 12. And the verse itself talks about this whole issue of fringes on the garments of the Israelites. And in fact, it says that the Israelites are supposed to make fringes upon the four corners of their garments throughout all generations. Now, I have to share with you, I started doing a search for fringes or tzitzit a couple months ago, and I only really found four tzitzit mentions in the entire Torah. And those tzitzit mentions, three of them were in the book of Numbers, chapter 15, which is the source for tzitzit. And then the rest of them were in, I believe, Ezekiel. And even there in Ezekiel, it was very confusing as to what they were talking about, because it appeared that it could have been that they were talking about the locks of someone's hair as opposed to the actual tzitzit or the actual fringes that are found on the corners of a tallit. So I went in search of tzitzit, and lo and behold, I found these tzitzit, these gidilim, as they are referred to in the 12th chapter, in this 22nd chapter of Deuteronomy. I found the following commentaries, first from the conservative movement. There is the commentary of Eitz Chaim, and Eitz Chaim really, really, really wants to prove that, first of all, the tzitzit that we're talking about the gidelim, the fringes that we're talking about, are really tzitzit. I mean, they say, the requirements of tassels is stated more fully in Numbers 15, chapter 37 through 41, where they are called fringes, tzitzit, and designated as reminders to obey God's commandments and to resist temptation and thereby be holy to God, which is a nice idea. However, when they go along to the literal part of this verse, the arba kanfot, the four corners of one's garment, they decide to take it not as literal but as metaphor. And they say people in the ancient Near East wore closed skins and robes, not rectangular poncho-like garments, or if you know, a kittel. The four corners mentioned here, literally wings or extremities, were probably either the points on scalloped hems or the places at which vertical bands of embroidery met the hems. Both styles have been seen in murals in the ancient Near East. So that was interesting that, you know, they needed to make sure that the gidilim were absolutely tzitzit. But when it comes to this whole issue of being on the arba kanfot, the four corners, they wanted to walk away as quickly as possible. Medieval commentators actually were very disturbed by the idea that tzitzit were shatnez because they might be attached to a linen garment. You see, there is this mitzvah in Judaism, this don't do it mitzvah, that is the mitzvah of shatnez. And shatnez is literally to combine a wool and a linen garment. And so medieval commentators were kind of disturbed by the fact that often tzitzit are wool, and they may be attached to a linen garment. However, according to the Talmud and according to Rashi, this is actually acceptable. Now, I need to digress for a second. Shatnez is actually a personal mitzvah that I observe, but I really don't understand. And I'll explain what I mean. Oftentimes I have to shop for suits as a rabbi, because people expect the rabbis to be in suits for certain occasions, usually funerals. And the times that I've been shopping, whether it was in New Orleans in maybe 2000-ish, or even last week when I was actually out shopping for new clothes because I needed some for the high holidays, anytime I turn over the label on a new suit and I see a mixture of wool and linen or wool and silk, I usually put the garment back. I figure, you know, I don't understand this mitzvah, but it's probably the one mitzvah that I don't understand, but I feel like, look, if I'm Jewish, I need to observe this particular mitzvah. And I think it's important at some level to try to reconcile that. Now that I've shared the honesty piece with you, I want to kind of shift into a question, shift back to honesty, and get to what I think the message is of this Torah portion. So the question really arises, though, what is the message of fringes or tzitzit? Now, for the second personal confession, clothing is probably the most personal thing that any of us wear. And one of the shows that makes its way into our house too often, but on a weekly basis when it's new, is Project Runway. And in Project Runway, if you're not familiar, they take just cloth and they turn it into beautiful clothing, or not so beautiful clothing, which means Heidi Klum says you're out. But our clothing reflects our own personal tastes. It's who we are, and our clothing also reflects what we are. This fringe, this gidilim or tzitzit that we place upon the corners of our garments, is the reminder that as Jews we have to go with God. God needs to be part of the mix, mitzvot and Torah need to be part of the mix that we take into the world. And if we're going to leave them on the four corners of our garments, it also needs to be part of the mix of what we leave behind when we leave a particular situation. In the Talmud, there's a story that either a young rabbi or somebody who before he was a rabbi, went to a brothel. And as he approached the prostitute to engage in the business at hand, his tzitzit blew in his face. And he realized that at that point, he was called to a greater sense of holiness, and he stopped and said, I can't do this because, you know, God is calling me to something higher. And the woman involved was so moved that she actually, according to the story, converted to Judaism. That is this notion of taking the knots of Torah, the ties of Torah with us. Clothes may be with us, but we are supposed to walk with a godly presence as Jews. And so whether they are gidilim, fringes, or tzitzit, holiness should go before us, and we should, when we walk away from a particular situation, feel like we've done Torah and done mitzvah in that situation. In Judaism, we say, Baruch Ata B'tzeitecha U'binvoecha, may you be blessed in your goings and your comings. Maybe tzitzit is the metaphor that we need to be blessed when we come into a situation, and when we leave a situation as Jews, we need to leave with a sense that we've left some measure of blessing behind us. I wish you the best of weeks. Shavua Tov.